As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's where I think what Miami's doing is very interesting. And again, I preface this because so many people are on social media probably suggesting the same thing because I think it's obvious. Mm-hmm. So Sean, I apologize if you've already done a podcast on it. My biggest takeaway would be Jalen Waddle's got to be available. And I think that's obvious because the Miami Dolphins are clearly blowing it up. When you release Bradley Chubb, when you release Tyreek Hill, the quarterback situation is in flux. The Dolphins feel like a team that's going to tank.
Deal? Did he just sign a deal?
I think he did.
Before.
Yeah, like a year ago.
So he's already on a deal, which makes it easier to trade him.
Yeah.
Because the signing bonus goes to the Dolphins.
Yes.
It accelerates to their cap. So whatever his yearly salary is what you're trading for, which is probably not exorbitant.
There was a lot of online speculation this morning about whether the Giants would trade for Jalen Waddle and include swapping their first-round picks to get the Dolphins up to 5 and the Giants back to, what, 11, plus whatever else you'd have to throw in.
Right, right.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Give that up. Well, first of all, starting with the Dolphin aspect, I think last year when I brought up Jalen Waddle, I understood why you pushed back on, are they really trading him?
Yeah.
I think looking at what the Dolphins are doing, and this does impact the Jets because they're in the same division, the Dolphins are going through a metamorphosis in which I think they're going to lose a lot of games. And maybe it's purposeful.
I think you're right.
Maybe this is a tank plan. If you're going to do that, are you better off keeping Jalen Waddle where a year from now he's with a young quarterback and helps them develop, or are you better off cashing out right now? And I lean, Tiki, towards they are going to trade him. So the first aspect is, will the Dolphins trade him? I am certainly on board that they are going to continue to blow this roster up.
I think you're right about that, and I think that the Dolphins realize, as we talk about every year, every draft has a ton of wide receivers in them that are, even if they're not, you know, first round, second round quality, Puka Nacua turns out to be one of the best wide receivers in football. So you can get a good wide receiver later in the draft, maybe as a project, and as he grows and develops, then ultimately he becomes one of your better wide receivers. So you don't need one if you don't have who's your quarterback next year? Quinn Ewers?
I think it's a temp. I think whoever it is, whether it's Quinn Ewers or some kind of veteran, I think it's stop gapping until they pick in the draft next year. I think they are clearly tanking for next year. Yeah. That's how I would view
it. A lot of people are pointing to Malik Willis being their quarterback next year.
That's got to happen first.
Right.
And I also don't believe it because if you're signing, maybe I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong here.
Here's the reason it might, and it's only because of their head coach, Jeff
and Hackler. The GM.
Well, yeah, they're both from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that was part of the interview process. What are you doing at quarterback? Well, you know, we got a guy on my team up in Green Bay who's going to free agent next year.
Right, right.
And we have a relationship with him already, potentially get him. But if they do that, then they're not trading
Jalen Waddle. Nor are they tanking, which I don't think that's what they're doing. Like,
I don't think they're tanking. I don't think they're tanking.
Oh, I think they are. No, I'm saying they're not getting Malik Willis.
But if they don't get Malik Willis, I think you're right. If they get Malik Willis, they're not taking. And I don't think, outside of all of that, if you're a first-time head coach, you're Jeff Hafley, this is your first chance to be a head coach in the NFL, the last thing you want is a 4-13 record on your resume.
That's not good enough. They're going to have to be like 2-15. I'm serious.
Okay, you don't want a 2-15 because it gets, unless the next season, like with Dan Campbell,
right,
turns around immediately and you're just outside of the playoffs, and the next season you're winning double-digit games, it gets really hard to recover from that, perceptually. You become just that you're the bridge head coach.
Right.
And no first-time head coach wants that.
I think it's easier, though, to tank in a first year than what may happen to the Jets this year of a year two or a year three.
So I agree with that.
But that's why I think that's the likeliest strategy they're going to have.
But if you spend money on a quarterback, and Malik Willis is the only way that changes my opinion on this and disagrees with you. If they get Malik Willis, they're not tanking.
Yeah, I don't think they're going after Malik Willis. That's my point. I get the connection. I appreciate you bringing it up. If I had to predict right now, and we'll do our quarterback bingo coming up in the next few weeks where we predict where everyone ends up, I'm telling you right now, even though it feels obvious, I don't think it's Miami.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they're doing. You're right. Obviously, if they sign him, they're not tanking. They're not trading Jalen Waddle. I don't think they're going to do that. Now, how far would you go? How much would you give up?
By the way, when do we do new team who dis?
For which sport?
Football. New team. Who dat?
We do that in August, so we got some time. It's after everyone moves.
Right.
Believe it or not, you know what new team who dis we're actually doing next week?
Baseball.
Because it's right before a season we play the game of naming guys, and you have to guess where they ended up.
You know what? This year, for whatever reason, I feel like I was more dialed into where people went.
You know why?
Because we did
free agent bingo.
Free agent bingo. That's
yeah, right. I'm going to have to go a little bit deeper to see, like... Right. I'm going to have to go. I'm trying to think a name off the top of my head.
But that's the thing. It's like you can't, because all the ones you think of off the top of your head, you know where they went.
I'll give you an example. New team who dis, Dylan Cease. See, I stumped you right out the gate.
Padres?
That's his old team.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. Where'd he go?
See? Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh.
That's an example of new team who dis, who does return next week.
Right.
Under more of an official circumstance. How much would you give up for Waddle? Would you do that first round pick swap that Sean is suggesting?
I don't think you need that. Oh, you mean just a swap?
It's a swap. Like, you're not giving up a first for him. You're going from, where's Miami picking? 11, you said?
Yes.
So it's 11 to 5. So it's a 6 pick back.
No, I don't think so. Unless Denard Wilson, the Giants' new defensive coordinator, wants a safety. He was a defensive back coach. So if he wants an impact a third-level player. That's corners and safeties. If he wants an impact third-level player, then I don't think they're moving. If he doesn't, then take the best available at whatever, then you could see that happening. Because how else are you going to... I guess in the draft, this also comes back to wide receivers in the draft. There's just a lot of them. So you could probably get one who is not highly rated. It could be the perfect complement to Malik Nabers.
Why I would be aggressive in trading for Jalen Waddle if I'm the New York Giants is I am skeptical about the health of Malik Nabers. It feels like that injury was more severe than maybe we realized at the time. And so Jalen Waddle isn't just here as, wow, what a 1-2 punch. Eventually it'll be that case. But I also think it protects you in case of the fact that Malik Nabers is not here for the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season.
It's insurance.
It's major insurance. So it's worth keeping an eye on because I do think that the Miami Dolphins showed us yesterday with some of the moves they made. Tyreek Hill, Bradley Chubb. By the way, Bradley Chubb I'm also sort of intrigued by. Not as much for your team because I think you're loaded there. Yeah. But he's 29 years old. He's coming off a down season. But remember, it's a year removed from a torn ACL.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost look at him as he's got another year or two in.
He's going to be one of the highly sought after edge rushers.
Well, if he's highly sought after, he's not going to be a Jet.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, why is he picking the Jets at this point?
Right.
But I'd at least be intrigued because remember the Jets need bodies. They got to rebuild an entire defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try to win some games. He's 29 years old. His numbers were not great last year. I'm not just talking about the sack numbers because they were probably better than his actual like pressure rate, things like that. But I like a guy who's another year removed from a major injury. Yeah. I almost feel like what we saw last year isn't truly what he is.
Yeah, I just as an aside, because you guys need to replace everything on the defensive side of the ball. Reek Woolen, who's a free agent, could be a Jet target.
Yeah, they have to
because they want to play man coverage.
Yeah,
that's what Aaron Glenn wants to do.
They're going to have to be really aggressive because they got to add so many different players to this defense.
$80 million, right, or so in cap space?
Yeah, they have like $80 million in dead cap,
right?
And then they've also still got a lot of room.
Right.
Plus the draft picks.
Whereas the Giants comparatively have like seven.
It's very different.
Right.
Very different. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Constantine in Homedale. What's up, Constantine?
Hey, Con. What's up,
dude? Guys? Thanks for taking my call today.
What's up, dude?
I just want to talk about the Jets. As long as Woody Johnson's the owner, it's just not. There's never good. The balls weren't. Nothing's gonna get moving, right? You get what are you gonna sign? Derek Carr?
Yeah, but
as your bridge quarterback.
But Con, don't you think that Darren Mooji has a plan? I mean, clearly he had a plan.
I mean,
in the middle of last season when he traded off. I mean, his biggest assets.
I agree with you on that.
So there's got to be some kind of plan.
There's got to be some plan with the rebuild. But like, you look at the Giants, and listen, I'm not trying to be a biased Giants fan. At least we got our plan. We got Dart. As long as he stays healthy, it's just. The Jets got to find their guy. And I'm not a Jets hater whatsoever, Evan. I'm just saying, I really hope the Jets get it figured out.
I'm not saying you're a Jet hater. Here's the problem. I agree with you about Woody Johnson. No one's going to disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But as we begin an offseason in which they have the cap space you described, they have all the draft capital that they have, I can't go into every Jet conversation and say, well, Woody owns the team. They suck.
Right.
Like, let Darren Mooji build a competent roster, and that has a chance to make Woody Johnson less of a factor. It's exactly what happened to the Knicks.
100%.
Leon Rose built the team, and right. Now we don't care about James Dolan.
Right, we don't talk about him.
So I'm not disagreeing that Woody isn't a problem, but as we enter the offseason, and this is basically the unofficial beginning with the NFL franchise tag window now opening and free agency being in a few weeks and the combine in a week.
March 10th?
Yeah. I can't sit here and just say, well, Woody's going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
I have to hope that Woody's at least going to give Darren Mooji a chance. That's
Mooji.
Sure, shout out to Joe.
Right.
A chance to just build a roster.
Don't you? I mean, let's think back to Woody with Joe Douglas. Didn't he let Joe Douglas do his thing?
Yes.
Until he realized it wasn't working?
Correct. He usually gives guys about 2 or 3 years, and then he gets handsy. But it feels like he's already handsy, and it's not just based on Sean's report. The way the D.C. search went, it does feel like that wasn't Aaron Glenn just having an epiphany all of a sudden. Like, I don't want Wink Martindale. I want to run the defense. No, it sounds like the owner got involved.
Right.
And if you're denying it, I don't know what you'd be denying it based on.
Yeah. It's only... In some ways, I could defend Woody. And
buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And saying, hey, Aaron, we hired you because of your defensive acumen. And you, let's face it, you screwed it up in year one. You let Steve Wilks do whatever he wanted to do, even though you probably disagreed with it, and the team suffered because of it.
Yes. Here's why, though, and Steve Cohen said this the other day. This is why I really like Steve Cohen as an owner, despite me disagreeing strongly with some of the decisions the Mets have made. What I want from an owner, and I am so consistent, even when I don't like it, is I want an owner to spend a lot of money and let the people they hired make their own decisions.
Right.
Steve Cohen clearly does that. Now, that annoyed a guy like Joe who said, hey, get involved on Alonso, mm-hmm. get involved. I want him to let his baseball people make decisions, and I believe he does. Juan Soto isn't here just because of Steve Cohen. David Stearns wanted Juan right. Soto. And I heard Steve say this the other day at his press conference. Like, look, I hired the right people. I give them the money. Go do what you got to do. I want Woody to do that. So when you tell me, well, I understand what Woody's thinking, I don't. Because at the end of the day, you hired Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Let him do his job, and if he sucks,
yeah, but
fire him.
But he did his job poorly.
So then get rid of him. That'd be my answer. Don't get handsy. I don't like owners that get handsy. I don't.
But I also feel like Aaron Glenn was in a massive learning curve being a head coach. And I think he did the right thing by not calling plays defensively, but it's what he knows, and it's what he should have been doing, at least influencing what Steve Wilks was trying to do.
Let him make the decision, not the owner. That's my problem. That's the crux of my issues. I'm not even disagreeing with Glenn running the defense.
I can't dismiss that Woody, even though there's no track record that he's done this successfully, is trying to help Aaron Glenn. It's trying to put him in a better position to be successful.
Or he's saying, I'm not spending any more money. I gave you a ton of money, and now you want to pay Wink Martindale $1 million a year?
Yeah, because that's his money.
Okay, and that's my issue. You're right. It's his money. He has a right to do whatever the hell
right.
he wants.
Because the coach
I have
is,
a right
yeah, the coach
to come on
salary,
the air and say, I don't like the way he runs
the
this team.
The coach's salaries are different. How that's managed is very, and every team manages them different. Every owner manages yeah. what the coaching staff and how they, whether it's moving expenses, measures, all that stuff. You know, their benefits, etc. That's all ownership.
Yeah,
doing it, and so
I disagree with it.
He wants to do it the right way, at least what he believes is the right.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah, and I think he's wrong.
But it's his prerogative.
It could be his prerogative all day. It's my prerogative to say he's wrong. You're right. He's his prerogative. I've never argued Woody can't do this. I'm saying he's wrong, and I'll say it all day. It's the same thing, and I feel like I'm consistent about this because I just watched in years ago.
Right.
Players I love walk away, right? But I appreciate that Steve Cohen allowed his baseball people to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
While I disagree with it, and I'm done talking about it, even though I'm bringing it up again, that's my fault, I'm sorry. I appreciate that the owner lets his baseball people make decisions. I just wish Woody Johnson did that, and clearly he's not. And your argument back to me, which is fine, is, well, he has a right to do it. Have I said he doesn't have a right to do it?
No.
All I'm saying is I think it's stupid. Am I wrong?
No, I mean... You could be. We just don't know yet.
Well, the track record says I'm not wrong.
I felt violated.
All you got to do is look at the history. You got something to say? You're just smiling over there.
No, I'm just smiling. Sorry, I'm just trying to read through Luis Robert's stuff to try to figure out whether it's worth it or not.
Oh, the baseball stuff?
Yeah.
Mendy met the media, so Sean's done a really good job of figuring out what's worth talking about.
Yeah.
I trust you to get that right. Let's go to Jim in Johnson City. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Evan.
Yo. What's up, man?
What's up? What's happening, fellas? Hey, you need to wear a big fat L.
Why?
Why?
Well, okay. So I'm on the Sean train with the Cinco de Luncho. What's the first word in that whole phrase? Cinco.
Right.
That's five.
Yeah.
We add the inconsequential, the mediocrity, and the terrible Jets. That makes it how many?
That would
six.
Be six.
Yeah, six.
Ah, well, there you go. Number
no,
one.
No, but my
number
count,
two,
no,
you
but-
just...
But, Jim, my counter is, why would the Yankees, who are coming off 94 wins, need to bring back somebody who's been retired for 100 years to help them versus the Jets, who Tiki and I just had a discussion
right.
on their status, which is disgusting.
Right.
I would argue the Jets need the help of Vinny Testaverde or Boomer Esiason more than the Yankees need A-Rod.
What are you talking about? We can go win a World Series. We get A-Rod right now. The Jets can't win a Super Bowl if they get Vinny Testaverde.
You can win the World Series without A-Rod. Mm-hmm. You won 94 games last year.
Didn't we open up the show with A-Rod with a judge saying, add more? This is more. A-Rod in his prime.
No, we opened the show with clarifying that Aaron Judge was taken out of context by windbags like you.
By the way, did you have one for the Devils?
I did not.
You left them out.
Right. I was going to give Jack Hughes another 6 inches.
Left the Islanders out. Same team that he has claimed is closest to a championship. So it's interesting how that works.
You're right. You know what? Mike Bossy.
He just added to it. There's
like Ken Danico.
Let's go to Ike in Brooklyn. What's up, Ike?
What's up, Ike?
Mike Bossy's a Hall of Famer. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Like, you're on your own list.
Relax.
What are you doing, Sean? You're confusing. You know what? I've decided this was a terrible Cinco. Mm-hmm. If we're still widely confused about it an hour later, then it failed. Worst Cinco of all time.
No, we all said it was fine. You went out there and you listened to your little cronies in the newsroom, and now this jackass is bringing up Mike Boston in the Hall of Fame. Everybody makes the Hall of Fame an Oscar.
Ike, I'm sorry. The floor is yours.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, Evan, Miami is not tanky, okay? Bradley Chubb and Tyreek, over 30, too much money. Okay, Miami's not the Jets. Miami happens to have a lot of good players, believe it or not. They weren't 2-15 last year. They were 7-10 and lost a bunch of close games. Otherwise, they would have been in the playoff mix. Okay, Devon Achane, a very good offensive line, a linebacker who's probably one of the best in the league. Some safety. Right. Okay, cornerback.
You're also starting over at quarterback, which is kind of a big deal.
Tua Tagovailoa.
And I don't know how to make a bet with Ike on if you're tanking or you're not tanking, so I'll just frame it this way. You're going to win less than 5 games next year. Now, that could just be me being a jerk, saying you're not going to win a lot of games, but I do think that the early signs of this offseason, we'll see if Ike's right. If they go out and sign Malik Willis, I'll wear an L. I'll apologize. Right. I'll say, hey, I was wrong. I thought they were tanking. They're not.
Right, and that's the only way I agree with you, Evan, if they don't.
Right.
If they're stuck in quarterback purgatory, they have no quarterback, no future really, because they're not drafting high enough this year, then how are you getting your quarterback? It's the same question we have about the Jets this year. How the hell are you getting your quarterback?
No, it's true. The quarterback will be a great indicator on what they're actually trying to do. That would be my sense of it. By the way, Sean, real quick, can you pull up this clip? Because this one fired me up.
All right.
Have you ever watched the TV show called, hold on, I wrote it down, Industry on HBO?
No, I have not seen that.
So apparently it's a popular show. It's been out for 4 seasons. I had no idea.
What's
it
about?
An industry.
But what industry?
Financial.
Finance, okay.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
And there's drugs in it. Apparently there's lots of drugs and a lot of sex.
Ah, that's up my alley.
That big HBO Sunday night show.
Yeah. So Lewis emailed my Rico email, which is now the show email, and said, hey, Ev, did you see the Met reference on Industry? And I was intrigued. I was like, oh, a Met reference. I wonder if it's LOL Mets. And so he told me the timestamp. I have HBO Max, and I was able to check it out. And I have to admit, this quick scene.
Is this a reality show?
No.
No.
No, it's a drama. Okay. With a lot of sex.
I'm just reading this description. Graduates from all walks of life compete for a limited number of available full-time employment opportunities.
That's a wrong show.
At Pierpoint?
No, that's a wrong show.
An investment bank in London?
Oh, maybe. Maybe you're
it
right.
It is. The first article is, you may have missed HBO's Industry, how it just changed its entire genre.
Yeah, it's not a reality show, but I think it's a show that is filmed as if it's a reality show.
No, it's not. The scene I saw was dramatic. Just a dramatic show. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never seen the show.
No, these are actors in here.
Yeah, they're definitely actors.
Right, that's what I mean.
Because Ken Wong is in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Ken Wong?
Luong, yeah.
I think he's the one who delivers the Met speech.
Let's hear it.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is from the hit HBO show Industry, in which he's talking about business and his Mets fandom.
You know, my life in markets overlays perfectly onto my life rooting on the Mets. You lose all the time. And new and often thrillingly inventive ways, praying for the counterbalance, that one miraculous run that makes you live again.
How inspiring is that? That got me all fired up.
So what year is he talking about?
Every year.
You have this run. You get to the NLCS and it makes you live again.
Yeah. It's got to be a run that ends with a championship, though. Yeah. Like the NLCS run was a lot of fun. I have a lot of fond memories of 2024, but I thought, even if that was written by like a script writer,
right?
Can you play that one more time? That fired me up.
It was delivered. It was delivered expertly.
It was delivered incredibly well. And if you just listen carefully, like this is what we are as Met fans.
You know, my life in markets overlays perfectly onto my life rooting on the Mets. You lose all the time.
All the time.
And new and often thrillingly inventive ways.
Inventive ways.
Praying for the counterbalance, that one miraculous run that makes you live again.
Yeah.
This thing premiered during COVID.
Did it really?
Yeah, 2020.
I wonder if that's the first Met reference. Because, again, I've never seen the show. I got an email to me saying, hey, this Met reference will pump you up. And it's better than your typical like Family Guy Met reference of, oh, it's opening day, the season's over. Like, I thought that was powerful. And I think most Met fans listening are probably shaking their head saying, you know what? I feel that. That makes me fired up. I feel that.
I love this shot at the Family Guy reference. Well, because like it's a cheap joke.
Well, it is a cheap. It's an LOL Mets moment. This isn't LOL Mets. This is real. Like, yeah, we lose in inventive ways all the time, but we're holding out hope for that one moment. I'll never forget this. And 2024 is the example you brought up. Here's where you're so right. So I'm sitting there, and it wasn't even here. Maybe I did say it to you, but it was on the Rico. The Mets lose again. Another brutal loss. And I sat there and said, look, I'm not telling you things are going to change, but the beauty of baseball is that when you least expect it, the sport can change on a dime. We think of the Nationals in 2019. There's just years where it's never us.
Right.
But there are years in which you would never expect it. And then it happens. And that was 2024. Now, they didn't win the World Series, obviously. They got to the NLCS and lost. But when you go back to that moment in late May when Jorge Lopez is throwing his glove, if I said to you, we're going to go to the NLCS.
You thought you're crazy.
You would have slapped me across the face.
Right.
So I do think that you are waiting for that miraculous run. And I do that with football, too. I think that's why I could never go into a football season thinking, oh, we're better off losing. Because you're sitting there saying, maybe this is the miraculous run. It's the beauty of sports.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.